The northern province of Sada'a lies behind these mountains. There, a sporadic five-year-long war between Yemeni government forces and Shiite Houthi fighters escalated recently, and there are said to be new players. Saudi Arabia, Yemen's neighbor to the north, has launched its own operations against the Houthis, and Yemen accuses Iran of supporting the rebels. Hassan al-Lozi is Yemen's Minister of Information.
If there was no support for the al-Houthis from the Iranian religious figures, this conflict would have not taken this long. The Iranian government's goal is to portray this war as a Shia-Sunni conflict.
Hussein al-Houthi was a member of Yemen's parliament. He was a frequent guest at this house in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. In 2004, he launched an armed rebellion against the state. He said he wanted to protect Zaydi Shiites, a majority in Sada'a, from Saudi-supported Wahhabi Sunnis, whose numbers were growing in northern Yemen. Wahhabism is the fundamentalist sect of Sunni Islam practiced in Saudi Arabia. It says true Islam consists only of the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad. Sunnis, although not Wahhabis, are the majority in Yemen. Government forces killed Hussein al-Houthi in 2004.
Very close friends.
Hassan al-Zaid founded the al-Haq party with Hussein al-Houthi. He says Iran is not involved with the rebels.
It's a big lie.
Hussein's younger brother, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, became the rebel leader, but there are unconfirmed reports he was killed in a recent airstrike. After the Houthis seized some Saudi territory in early November, Riyadh launched an assault, including airstrikes. Some analysts say Iran and Saudi Arabia are proxies in the war. Yemen is strategically located at the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. Abdul Ghani al-Aryani is an independent political advisor.
The war has not yet turned into a proxy war.
The U.S. State Department also says there is no proof that Iran is supporting Shiite rebels in Yemen. And Iran denies helping the Houthis. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees estimates that since 2004, up to 175,000 people in Sada'a have fled their homes. Most are living in a displaced persons camp near the war zone. Nassim al-Rahman is UNICEF's representative in Yemen.
And the worst effect of this conflict is on the women.
Al-Rahman says Yemen is sacrificing its future by continuing the war. Amy Katz, VOA News.